today I want to address about social media. One of the things I find about social media when people are unsure about how to use it and how to use it to influence is people are very concerned about which platform that they should use. Either which platform is best in some way, which platform should they be using, which platform is best for influence specifically, and which platform they'll get the most traction on, etc. And my main point that I want to give to you is that there is no best. So there are some platforms that are better than others for specific things, and those things will be quite obvious. So LinkedIn is very good for business, for example, and would be better for business for most people than some other platforms. But it really depends on what your business is and the type of connections you want to make. It also really depends on your style. So if you're a person who feels very comfortable about producing a video, then you might like to use video platforms. If you're a person who likes to write, then you should consider that. Do you like writing in longer form or shorter form? Do you prefer to be informal or formal? You should use all of these things, formal or informal in your writing style, not in general. And so you should consider all these things when you're thinking about what platform is best for you. It depends on your requirements, it depends on your style, it depends on what it is that you want to learn and who you want to communicate with. Different audiences will obviously be on different platforms. So there is no right answer to it, and knowing there's no right answer hopefully will take away stress for some people. Because in some ways you just need to experiment. You need to experiment with what you prefer and what works for you. But that experimenting means that because there's no right answer, you don't need to be stressed about somehow you must be on this particular platform and you must present content a certain way or produce certain types of content. Unless you're in a very particular industry, it just doesn't really work like that. You need to find your own authentic way that works for you of presenting yourself to the world. And it might be that you actually think that you won't like using a particular platform, or you might think it's too complicated, and then you might find a particular platform or a particular way of doing things that works for you. So to give an example, I like recording podcasts, but I'm not very keen on the technical side of podcasts. One day I might get more into it or might get somebody to help me with it. But at the moment, by using the app on this platform, on Anchor, I'm actually able to produce a simple podcast very quickly, which is good for my purposes. And that's what matters, my purposes and your purposes. It's not really about everything having to be perfect and beautifully polished most of the time. It's about you finding an authentic way to communicate with your audience in a way that you feel comfortable with. And as I say, that will depend very much on a number of different factors. Very importantly, where your audience is, and also very importantly, what you prefer, what you're good at. So hopefully that's given you a few insights into social media and also how to get your content across to other people. Hopefully it's made you think a little bit about how you don't need to worry about picking the right platform, and how you should never be really saying to yourself, oh, everybody else is on this platform, so I must be on it. There's so many platforms these days, there's so many easy and cheap and free ways to get your content out there, that you should really be able to find one which works for you. And if you can't find one which works for you, maybe you want to present your information in a different way that you want to share with people. It might be on a website. It might be that you need to find some other method of getting it across that you would prefer when we're able to meet in person to only meet people in person, that you don't like using the online world. Whatever it is, find something that works for you and for your business, and find something that makes you feel comfortable and happy to engage with it, because that comfort and that happiness will come across in the things that you do. Hope that was useful, and I hope it gave you something to think about.